Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back to Before After the Hour. Thank you very much. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friend Nicole Galinas back on the show. Nicole is a senior fellow with the Manhattan Institute, a Searle Freedom Trust fellow there. She is a contributing editor to City Journal. She's the author of a number of books, and since I'm on the road, I don't have them in front of me, and I'm going to make sure she says the correct title. And she's here to talk to us about a very important topic. Detroit recently filed bankruptcy, and what does that mean to our nation, to our government, to our economy, to the small businesses in that community? Nicole Galinas, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Good to be back.
Good to have you back. Remind us the title of your last book.
It is After the Fall, Saving Capitalism from Wall Street and Washington.
And it's outstanding, too. See, I told you it was a little bit long. I couldn't remember the exact words.
Yeah.
I knew it was after the fall. But it's a book we talked about on the show. Nicole, I was in Chicago last week. And on Friday, I was talking to a friend of mine who lives there. He's a global professional, and we were going to try to get to have breakfast the next morning together. And when I called him, he said, "I can't go. I can't do it because I've just gotten a call. Detroit has filed bankruptcy. We didn't expect that to happen till later in the year. The trustee jumped the gun." And I've got a client who's a stakeholder in that bankruptcy, and I'm going to have to go meet with them. And that happened last Friday. He said that the trustee jumped the gun, and he thought he made a mistake by filing that early. What do you think?
Well, there's going to be a lot of procedural questions like that take up a lot of time. The reality is Detroit's been going bankrupt for 20 years, so I'm not sure. There's a kind of old joke of someone. They say, "Oh, well, he died suddenly," and someone said, "Oh, well, he was in the ICU for 3 months," and they say, "Well, yeah, but the moment that he died, it was sudden." Same thing here. It's the moment that they go bankrupt. It was sudden, but you had to be paying attention for a long time and knowing that they just could not afford to pay these bills. But yeah, there'll be a lot of procedural arguments. Did the city argue in good faith? Is the city allowed to file for bankruptcy? Because there's a hearing on that today, because federal law may conflict with the state constitution, which protects pension benefits, and so lots of legal issues to keep the lawyers busy. But the bottom line is the city is broke. They can't afford to pay these debts, pensions, and health care benefits.
Well, that's the thing. You make an excellent point, because you can be bankrupt without filing for bankruptcy. Being bankrupt is a technical term, not necessarily a legal term. And I'll be honest with you, Nicole, I was bankrupt at one point in time. My assets, my liabilities exceeded my assets, and I was having trouble paying my bills. That was a while ago, and I actually visited with a bankruptcy judge to see if, in case I needed to go. And the judge said, "Mr. Blasingame, you're a perfect example of what you're a perfect fit for the bankruptcy law. You're why what's going on with you is why we have bankruptcy laws." And I said, "Yes, sir, I know, but I'm not going to do it." And so I didn't take bankruptcy. I worked out of it. I paid everybody back, and I got back on my feet, but without filing. So I was bankrupt, but I didn't take bankruptcy. Detroit, the truth is, Detroit's bankruptcy began before they even knew they were bankrupt, right, with their promises, the 20th century promises they made.
Yeah, I think that's a good way of putting it. And just there is no realistic way that they're going to repay all of this debt. They have an annual budget of a little bit more than $1 billion. They owe $18 billion worth of debt. So, you know, this is like a person who just owes so much money, they just can never begin to pay it back. Not a matter of cutting expenses or getting a better job or getting having a spouse get a second job. This is just, mm-hmm. you know, there's just nothing, you know, economic turnaround. Well, the auto industry is doing a lot better, but there's no economic turnaround that will allow them to repay these debts. Right.
Well, and the auto industry is not expanding in Detroit like they used to be. Hold on to that thought, Digo. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to talk about how ugly could this get there in Detroit, 2012, and also why you and I need to care about it. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Got a high-rise car.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.